Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Calder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Satan is coming out of his closet, coming out into the open, and more people are following him. And it's quite an amazing thing indeed. And he does it by stealth and deception until he's ready to bring himself out in the open.
Having a baby.
The baby has been able to latch, but I've not been able to produce any milk. It's okay. Because we're going to supplement the feeding with formula so that my baby's still getting the nutrients that they need.
She's just still asking if it's a boy or a girl, and it's really frustrating.
My mom wants to be so involved, but she doesn't really understand, like, why we don't want to assign a gender or a sex to our baby. In Washington, D.C., if you don't check, like, the M or the F box on that birth certificate application, it becomes incredibly difficult to receive a birth certificate.
We'll be getting the certificate of live birth.
We're unable to even start an application because not only are we not assigning a sex to the baby, DC is forcing me to label myself as the mother, and that's not the case. Padrona is the mother.
This whole birth certificate thing is really causing me a lot of hurt. Trans women can be mothers. We are mothers. I'm your mother.
Let's understand some things about Satan the devil. First of all, he was created by God as a cherubim and was right at the throne of God, as we find in Ezekiel 28, until sin was found in him. Now then, the question is, what is sin? Because even today, because of the deceptions of Satan the devil, there are a lot of people who don't believe that there is sin, that there is right, there is wrong, there is good, there is evil, there is a true God, there is a Satan the devil. So let's look and see what's happening today, by understanding how Satan worked in the past. What was Satan's great sin? And we find in the book of Revelation that he took one-third of the angels with him. And this happened before the creation of Adam and Eve, man and woman, male and female. And I emphasize that today because there are some people who are so deluded by Satan the devil and his false doctrines and teaching that they think that a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man, and then you have all sorts of different things in between that as well. So here, Isaiah 14, verse 12. How you have fallen from the heavens, O shining star. Now, in some translations, that is called Lucifer. And he's known by that name. And actually, we will see openly worshipped by that name. O son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nation. We're going to see all nations today are being deceived by him. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's all the angels of God. So Satan originally had a throne right there with God. And he got to thinking that, well, I'm as good as God. And a third of the angels believed him and followed him. Let's see what happened. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He was cast down. Cast down to the earth. And the angels that followed him became demons. And so when God recreated the earth, because there was a great war in heaven when that rebellion took place. And many people don't understand it, but we have covered this before in other segments, which is this. Because of the war between God and his angels and Satan and his angels, the earth was utterly destroyed and covered with a flood. That's why you find in Genesis, the first chapter, that water covered the face of the earth. So God, after creating everything that is necessary on the earth for human beings, light and dark, day and night, the waters, the oceans, the plants, the animals, and everything that there is, then he said this, because he wants human beings to choose to enter into his kingdom. But when God gives free moral agency, he's not going to take it away. And free moral agency is the whole heart and core of how we come to God and stay with God, or we reject God and go after Satan, the devil. Oh, I'd never go after Satan. Really? Well, we will see how he comes. You might rethink that, and you might ask yourself a question to think about. Have I been following Satan and not knowing it? Well, we'll find out a little bit later here. God said concerning man and concerning woman, Genesis 1 and verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion, that is, rule and control, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that crawls upon the earth. And that is true. Now think about it, he gave to all of mankind the whole earth. Verse 27, and God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. He created them male and female. And that's the way it has been from the beginning. There's no such thing as transgenderism if you believe in God. There is transgenderism. There's sex perversion. There is all kinds of sin because of Satan and people using their free moral agency to choose his ways. Let's read on. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of heaven, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Now, let's come over here to Genesis chapter 2, and let's see the creation of man and woman, and what God said, and what man did. Now, after creating them, first thing he did was introduce them to the Sabbath day, the seventh day, and that has been in effect always. Never changed. So if you believe in Sunday, whose lie do you believe? Since God is true, and God cannot lie, and God will not lie, and if someone comes along and changes what God said, they're not from God.
I have repeatedly offered $1,000 to anyone who can prove to me from the Bible alone that I am bound to keep Sunday holy. There is no such law in the Bible. It is a law of the Holy Catholic Church alone. The Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Catholic Church says, no. By my divine power, I abolish the Sabbath day and command you to keep holy the first day of the week. And lo, the entire civilized world bows down in a reverent obedience to the command of the Holy Catholic Church.
Verse 7, chapter 2. Then the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now, God created man and woman, as we will see. They had language right in their minds, so they could think, they could talk, they could reason, they could choose. So this was really a magnificent creation that God did. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And here's what God said to Adam. Now, let's understand this. We are to obey the voice of God. Now, today, we have it all written down. So, it's here that we can know. You want to know what God wants? It's all in your Bible. And what he has said is the truth. And the word of God is truth. So, let's look at this account with Adam and Eve so we can understand where we are today with it. Verse 15, and the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man. If he commanded him, is that not a commandment? Yes, indeed. You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, just like God says to us today, and we'll see in a little bit, that if you keep the commandments of God and you choose to do that, that's God's way. If you choose to go your own way, that is your own way, and sooner or later you get entrapped by Satan the devil. And he gave him a warning. And here's a command. You shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that you eat of it in dying, you shall surely die. So he told him right from the beginning. Likewise with Eve. He created Eve, taught both of them, married them, and instructed them. We don't know how long God instructed both of them before the serpent was let loose in the garden. See, because God wants everyone to know the truth. That's why we have the Bible today. So we know the truth. Now, one of the first tactics of Satan the devil, just like in deceiving the angels who followed him in his rebellion against God, he always lies. We'll see that again a little bit later on. But in chapter 3, we find this. The serpent was released after, we are sure of this, because God never lets anything like this happen until he has instructed them first. So let's come to the account of the serpent. Now the serpent was more cunning than any creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, is it true that God said, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden? Now then, Eve knew better. Eve also knew the instruction that God gave. Don't eat it, don't touch it. So, it's just like people today. When you're challenged about obeying God, it's always, well, why do you have to do that? God really didn't mean that. And what is told mostly today, because we will see that Satan has infiltrated everything in the world, especially in fake Christianity. And what is it that they say? The law is done away, which is a satanic lie of the biggest proportion. Very similar to what we have in Genesis 3, verse 2. And a woman said to the serpent, "We may freely eat of the trees of the garden, but of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, God has indeed said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now here comes the lie. And the serpent said to the woman, "In dying, you shall not surely die." And isn't that what we have in every religion in the world today? All people have an immortal soul, right? Every religion on earth has that. What does that tell you about the origin of those religions? Let's go on. "For God knows that in a day that you eat of it, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be like God, deciding good and evil." They were going to decide what was good and evil rather than listen to what God said was good and evil. So here comes a temptation. Now, she could have said, "No, God is right," but she didn't. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, was pleasant to the eyes, a tree desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate." Now, isn't that the way it always is? Satan comes along with something good. Hey, you want to be intelligent? You want to be wise? You want to be rich? You want to be strong? You want to be beautiful? You want to be handsome? You want to have notoriety? You want people to adore you? He will come with his recipe to make it happen. But it never works in the end run. So she gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Now, Adam could have stopped this. He could have said, "Eve, put this down. God said, don't eat it, don't touch it." That's why we find in Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 12, that by one man, sin entered into the world. And that one man was Adam, and we're going to read about it right here. Now, sin is the transgression of the laws of God, which he spoke with his voice and have been written down. So we have the same principle here. They didn't obey the voice of God. Let's read it. "And the eyes of both of them were opened." Not open to understand good, but open to participate in evil. Now, we don't know all the things that Satan led them to do, but he led them into a lot of sin. "And they knew they were naked and sewed fig leaves together and make coverings for themselves." Now, we don't know how long they were with Satan. We don't know all of the things that they did. But obviously, what is one of the first things that Satan wants to do with every human being is this: pervert the sex.
"Hear me. Now is the time of humanity. Go forth and procreate. Forward the species."
"And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Now, think about that. Anybody going to hide from God? Where are you going to go to get away from God? Because his spirit fills the heavens and the earth, and he upholds everything by the word of his power. And people do it the same way today. They think if no one else knows, it's all right. But they don't realize that the laws and commandments of God are living, and they apply, and it's sooner or later going to catch up with them. Little sidebar, look at the world today. How bad is it today? And Satan is coming out in the open, as we'll see a little later on. Because now it's safe for him to come out in the open, because there are so many people who reject the true God, so many people who pervert his saying, so many people who pervert the teachings of the Bible, plain scriptures that are easy to understand. Just like it was for Adam and Eve, it was easy to understand, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Right? Let's go on. Verse 9, and the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Of course he knew where he was, without a doubt. And he said, Adam, and Adam said to him, I heard you walking in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. And God said to him, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? Now let's see what happened here, because this is important. Because whenever anything goes wrong, human nature is to accuse someone else or to accuse something else. Notice Adam and Eve didn't say, oh, we have sinned. Oh, we're so sorry. No, they didn't. So let's read it. And the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, God, it's your fault. But God had nothing to do with it, because he gave free moral agency, and they were to choose. What would they do? And that's what God wants to know from every one of us. What are we going to do? Are we going to love God and keep his commandments? Or are we going to go the way of the world? Or are we going to come halfway to God and think we're in good shape? What is it? So you ask yourself this question. What do I want in my life? Do I really want God the way God said? The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. Now, did he take this and shove it down his throat? No, he took it from her and ate. Willingly, free moral agency. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this that you have done? Did you really do this? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. Now, let's see something here. It's very important. We'll see there's judgment against Satan, judgment against Adam, and judgment against Eve that goes clear down to our time. Verse 14, here's the judgment against Satan. And the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all livestock, above every animal of the field, and you shall go on your belly, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between the woman and your seed and her seed. Now here is a prophecy of the coming Messiah. Right with the first sin. Amazing, isn't it? He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Bruising the heel shows the crucifixion. And to the woman he said, I will greatly increase your sorrow and conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. And to Adam he says, because, now listen carefully to this, because you have hearkened to the voice of your wife instead of me. Right? Yes. And have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Now that can't be any more clear than that. The ground is cursed for your sake, and sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. It shall bring forth thorns and thistles to you, and thus you shall eat the herbs of the field. And in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And that goes clear down to our day today. Now then, you need to have our book. Lord, what should I do? Because you find yourself to be a sinner. And how do you come to God? And how do you repent? And what are you to do? This book, Lord, What Should I Do?, tells you everything you need to know. And then you need the other book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born? Now think about that for a minute. If you don't know why you were born, what do you know about life at all? It's like you're being blind even with your eyes open. That's an amazing thing. Here we are, the great creation of God, all men and all women made in the image of God and through the power of procreation coming on down through every generation. And Satan has ruled the world, and Satan has taught them the wrong things. And they don't know why. They are here. Why did God create you? Why did he make you in his image? Well, in the book, Why Were You Born?, you will find out. Then you need another booklet we have, Why Christianity is Failing in America. Because it is. Big time. And these things are important for you to know, because as we will cover next time, we're going to see that we're living in an age when Satan comes out into the open. And then what's going to happen? So until next time, this is Fred Kolder saying thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.